Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Bryce Vaught.
Welcome to day 3 of 5 Good Minutes, going through Gospel of Mark chapter 9. And today we're going to be covering verses 33 through 37. And at this point, we're getting into three straight sections of Jesus giving some teaching to his disciples. Again, we're in a section where Jesus is narrowing his focus from the multitudes to instructing his disciples on how to live faithfully in light of suffering and rejection and persecution that they'll come to face. And when we come to verse 33, we see that they've come to Capernaum, which was where Jesus' home base for ministry was. Most likely, this is where Peter lived, so they probably stayed at Peter's home. And when they got in the home, Jesus asked them what they were discussing on the way there. And it appears the disciples are a little embarrassed. They keep silent because we find out that they had argued on the way about who was greater and who was the greatest of the disciples. And so he sat down with them and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." He proceeds then to pick up a child, and the original language kind of points to a very small young child, put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." Now, first thing I want to point out is that if you were to read this event in Matthew and Luke, there seems to be a bit of a discrepancy. In Matthew, it says that the disciples asked Jesus who was the greatest in the kingdom. Here in Mark, we see that Jesus is the one who brings up the subject. And Luke, we see that it's not that he just brings it up, it's that it's almost that he reads their mind. He says that he understood what was going on in their hearts and minds and begins to bring the subject up that way. And I think it's important to point out that all three of these are probably true. These are three gospel writers who are approaching this from different angles. And most likely, Jesus recognized that they were arguing about something on the way, brings up the topic. They try to spiritualize the topic, saying in Matthew, by them saying, "We just want to know who the greatest in the kingdom is." And Luke says that he understood exactly what they were asking. They made it sound spiritual, but really he understood that it was more selfish. And what I want to point out now is that what's interesting to me in this is that even though they were embarrassed about what they were arguing about, Jesus doesn't rebuke their desire to be great. And this is important because we see that Jesus has no problem rebuking the disciples early. I mean, we see him do that often. He rebukes Peter. He rebukes the disciples for their lack of faith. But here he doesn't rebuke them for their desire to be great. Instead, he just redefines what greatness is. I think it's a good thing to desire to be great in God's eyes, that we were created to be delighted in by God. And that's a good thing to aspire to. But we try to achieve greatness on our own. And so Jesus instead makes this statement, those who are going to be great must be last of all and servant of all. And he picks up a child, and this would have been really countercultural in that day. In that day, kids, especially small kids, were best not seen and not even heard. And so for him to pick up a child is pretty significant. In this account in Matthew, Jesus uses this also to teach on repentance. And part of the lesson there is that to be great means that you demonstrate a humility and a dependence. Children have no shame in depending on their parents or grandparents. They cry out for them. It's almost like they demand for their parents to take care of them. And so Jesus informs the disciples there that greatness is about not about what you can achieve on your own, but it comes from learning to depend on God. Next, greatness is determined by your attitude towards others. Jesus did the unthinkable. He equated and the child's worth with his own worth, saying, how you love this child, which everyone else says is insignificant, really says and reveals how you love me. I like how Daryl Bach says it in his book, Jesus According to Scripture. He says, greatness is not a matter of rank. It is a matter of being present and bearing the image of God. We learn to be great by trusting in God, relying on Him, and loving others as we love ourselves and as God has loved us. And that's our hope for today. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.